Hi, I'm Kaylin Amadio, and this is the Boomers Ultimate Guide Podcast, the place where boomers like me and like you can come together to learn, share, and grow a thriving business and vibrant life. Cue music. Hi, I'm Kaylin Amadio, your Boomer host and creator of the Boomer's Ultimate Guide podcast. And I have two very special guests for you today. Let me tell you about them. Dr. Patty Britton is the very top leadership in the field of sexology. Dr. Patty possesses a PhD and master's in public health, both in human sexuality. She has stellar credentials, including being the past president of the American Association of Sexuality Educators, Counselors, and Therapists, lifetime certified member of the American College of Sexologists, associate professor of sexology for the Institute for the Advanced Study of Human Sexuality, and is an adjunct faculty where she chairs doctoral dissertations at the Chicago School of Professional Psychology. And the list goes on. I'd have to take to get the whole list. But not only does she hold an amazing pedigree as a nationally board-certified clinical sexologist and a world-renowned sex coach, she's the author of hundreds of articles and four amazing books. But her media record speaks for itself, with appearances on over 200 television shows, such as KTLA Channel 5 News, Montel, Hard Copy, History Channel, CNBC, CBS News, and print media too, like Cosmopolitan Magazine, Cosmo, Men's Health, Women's Health, Redbook, Marie Claire, WebMD, and so much more. She has a private practice in Beverly Hills and leads couples workshops at charming resorts in Las Vegas and in California. Dr. Patty is co-founder of Sex Coach U. It's the world's premier credentialing and training institute on sex coaching. She believes that women and men have a divine birthright to experience their sexual power, eroticism, and ultimate pleasure. Now, how do you follow an introduction like that, I ask you? Well, with Dr. Robert Dunlap, of course. So Dr. Dunlap is a seasoned media expert with appearances in over 400 commercials and in print, film, and television. His directorial career spans over 45 films, including an Emmy citation and Director's Fortnite Award at Cannes for his groundbreaking film, Anton. He is the award-winning documentary filmmaker of Beyond... Now, this is going to be a hard... The next title is going to be hard for me. Beyond Vanilla, that's easy. Beyond Vanilla is easy to say. It's this name that's going to kill me. Xaviera Hollander. Do I have that right?
Xaviera Hollander.
The Happy Hooker, Portrait of a Sexual Revolutionary. Dr. Robert brings years of media expertise, training acumen, and a keen knowledge of sexology as a sexuality educator. He is also a clinical sexologist and co-host of The Boom Doctors weekly radio show with Dr. Patty, which is where I met these two lovely people. He is also co-founder, administrator, and media director for Sex Coach University. So, Boom Doctors, welcome to the Boomers Ultimate Guide Podcast.
Thank you.
Boom, 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 boom.
I love it. I recognize that. I did their show just a few days ago, and I was going back and listening. I was listening to some other episodes earlier this morning. So I've given people a very comprehensive sort of overview, right? But can you tell me, I'm sure when you were a little boy and a little girl, respectively, you know, and people asked, what did you want to be when you grow up? You didn't necessarily say sexologist. Right. So how did you get into this career?
I think it's a calling.
Clearly.
I think you find your way. And you know, really, our personhood is, in my opinion, 85% and up of what we bring to the work that we do. So when you feel a calling to help people to celebrate a part of life. And as I was growing up, I also came from a very sex positive messaging from my parents, my mother in particular, and a matriarchy that was around me. It was really interesting. My mom had five aunts, or her mother and then aunts, who are all sexy, juicy older women who you could tell they love men, they love dressing up and being sexy, and all of that positivity kind of filtered down through the matriarchal system. And also, you know, I am even more so a child of the 60s, the love generation. And
love child.
And it just makes sense that those of us who really evolved through that cultural revolution and that sexual revolution are advocates for positive sexuality and found our calling. Doesn't that make sense?
Totally.
It makes total sense. And I want to tell you, I want to make sure you guys stay close together, because two people in the frame, I want to make sure that we don't lose you in the recording.
Here we are.
Dr. Robert, tell me, how did this happen?
Mine was very similar, except my father was a psychiatrist. And he had a practice in Carmel, Northern California. So I always said someday, and he even wrote in my baby book, someday I hope you are part of the healing.
Oh.
And I thought, wow. So I did all of my acting career. I did all of my filmmaking career. And at one time, I was even a paleontologist. So I've been cited. I was the first documentarian to document both polar regions of the planet, the Arctic, as well as the southern tip of New Zealand, which is also a polar zone, discovering dinosaur remains. So I was on CNN, where I had discovered literally the first dinosaur head ever in Mexico. So literally, I went from bones to thinking about boners.
She knew that was coming, didn't she? That's so funny. Well, you know him better than I do. So clearly, that's funny. And, you know, I love hearing that. I often tell people I'm a Renaissance woman, and I love talking to, you know, other boomers, because, you know, when you're interested in lots of things, you tend to follow, you know, lots of dreams. You've spent enough time now, you've been on the planet long enough that you can follow that many dreams. And I love hearing all these stories about, you know, the paths and the twists and turns. So tell me, in your field of sexual empowerment, you know, sexology, how is working with boomers different, do you find?
I think there's a lot of pressure on boomers to stay young. And I think the youthification, the push toward youth and imagery of perfect bodies is really the biggest challenge that boomers face. And we're located in Southern California, in Beverly Hills, in the Los Angeles area, where having work done is part of everybody's middle name.
Yeah.
And it's tough, because there's such pressure to look a certain way. And I think that there really is a pushback coming out. One of our guests on the Boom Doctors, our radio show, is someone who has established a website called 50 is the New 50. And what I love about it is that it's like, let's just leave it alone when it comes to how old we really are. And let's accept ourselves. Let's celebrate how and who we are, just the way we are. By the way, I'm not opposed to having a little work done. It's when a little work done is the panacea, the quick fix, to dealing with what is called natural.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest issue. And when we age, three things happen. We slow down, we dry up, and we droop. And Robert always
says, familiar.
Gravity is the enemy.
Yeah, he always
say
says,
that again, Robert.
Gravity is your enemy.
Yeah.
You know, so we lose collagen, we lose elasticity. Mm-hmm. You know, we go like this, you know, or you know, like that. You see, we see women in their 90s in restaurants in Beverly Hills, and they're literally deer in the headlights with the skin stretched like that.
And
that's tragic.
Yeah,
it is.
But that's
it is
with the men
and the men.
And you go, oh my God, who is that?
Right.
We'll go to some of these parties or screenings, and Patty will go, that person looks familiar. And I go, oh my God, that's so-and-so. Look what they did.
Yeah.
And that's the men.
And that's the men.
See, that's part of it's the part of the country you're in. I mean, I'm in New York, and I'm sure, you know, not that there's not plastic surgery going on in New York, but I don't see it quite as much probably as you guys do.
Well, we see it exacerbated here because this is where the, you know, the entertainment industry
Hollywood
is. But also there's an interesting phenomenon that really relates to the biological imperative. And that is that as we age, our hormones shift and decline, our sexual hormones. And the interesting thing that happens, and I think this is also a kind of tidal undertow that affects boomers around self-image and also around their sexiness. And that is that as men age, they tend to look more like older women. As women age, they tend to look more like older men. You know, unwanted hairs come out in women.
Yeah.
You know, they.
And men too.
And men too, the eyebrows that come out to here. And not to make fun because it's not always fun, but you know, we're really role modeling for your listeners and your viewers. You got to keep your sense of humor. That is the most important ingredient in aging.
Oh. Well, that's a good segue because I want to ask you, what are your top three tips, right, for boomers in experiencing their sexual power as they age, right? And that's a great one, maintaining your sense of humor.
Sense
of my
humor.
Goodness. You have some other tips for us you can share?
Yes, have to go to the gym.
Thank you.
Or have some kind of physical activity every single day. If you don't go to the gym, go for a walk. Do push-ups, do sit-ups in your living room. Push yourself away from the food table.
And the computer.
And the computer, exactly. Stay off of those devices.
Right.
Also, you know, related to that, I think is to slow down in a graceful way. Again, that word graceful comes out of my mouth because I think self-acceptance and accepting what is the key to a longer life. I think the key to happiness is self-love, is self-worth, is self-acceptance, is gracefully aging to the point where you say, hey, honey, you wanna? And you know that it's not going to work the way you expected, and it's probably going to take a lot longer. And what we find in the literature of aging and sexuality is that as humans age, we tend to become more sensual, less sexual. We tend to, and it's a good thing, spend more time on sensual activities that we might think of as foreplay and less on genital acts. And that's okay. I think if we can give the permission in our work, because we're trainers around the world through sexcoachyou.com, we're in 35 countries, and we're like the little fairy godmother with the wand, bloop, 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 train this person in all these countries around the world who then become trainers for people in their countries, because we need to bring competent, quality coaching as sex coaches to the world to help people overcome and resolve their, I like to call their sexual and relationship roadblocks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we're here for people who are coachable. I mean, there are people who really have very dramatic physical disabilities. Mm-hmm. That is something also that happens as we age. A lot of pain disorders. The joints don't work as well. As boomers ourselves, we see a lot of bad medical diagnoses among our peers, our friends. Very upsetting, actually, as we age. We also have to face our own mortality. Am I right?
Yeah, totally. And our mantra pretty much is, it's not the end result, it's the pleasure.
Right.
Just have pleasure in the relationship. It doesn't have to be goal-oriented.
Right.
Also,
that's
about
a whole
connection.
New mindset. You know, it's the more I listen to you talk about it all, and why it shouldn't surprise me. It shouldn't surprise me about anything or any of the obstacles that we find ourselves faced with. But I don't know. Maybe it's what we see in the media or what we read in books, or you know, we have a certain mindset about what sex is supposed to be and how it's supposed to work and what we're supposed to get out of it. And why wouldn't it change as we age? I mean, that seems so normal. To me, even though I hadn't been thinking about it,
The good news is it always gets better too.
Wait, where's my husband? I need him to be sitting by me and listen to this whole.
Well, you know, one of our favorite movies that we like to recommend to all of our students and even our clients to normalize and validate their experience is a film that came out recently, Hope Springs, with Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones. And even though we're not fans of how they depicted the sex therapist, we think it was sensationalized. And it was Steve Carell, like, bad casting. What we loved about it is that it showed the suffering that many couples as they age really do go through. And one of the things that happens to all of us, I mean, we've worked through our issues, but even for us at our age and as world experts in sexology, we have our human experience. And as we lose desire, because that's one of the ravages of aging, libido, desire, down. Right. What happens is we see in our clients, for example, that they need to be given permission, again, that key word, to find new ways to rekindle, to reboot. And what happens is toxic shame becomes the enemy, and it's how we really regard ourselves.
Yes, absolutely.
That?
You have to have permission. Give yourself permission. Slow down. The good news is, if you're a retired boomer, you have
the time.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's how it worked out perfectly.
Bad news, good news.
There you go. Well, speaking of bad news, what would you identify as one of the biggest challenges that you see? I mean, you may have already mentioned it, but one of the biggest challenges or obstacles that you find boomers need to get over?
Want to handle?
Well, part of it, yeah. Well, what we've noticed, this is just maybe a little off topic or to the question. When we travel, once we arrive at a destination, the first thing that we do is take care of ourselves and we get a massage.
Right. Ooh,
so ooh. That our body is put into tune, that all of the kinks of sitting in that stupid airplane, you know, for hours and going through all of the customs and things, we have our body back. It's very important. You really need to nurture yourself. Go get a facial.
Yeah.
Make sure that you get your nails, your hair cut, whatever. Take care of yourself.
I think Robert is onto something, and if I were to have to name top three, there are no top three, but if I were to select three of the problems or challenges that we face as we age around our sexuality, I do think that self-image or body image is really at the core, right, especially for women, although it's there for men as well. And when they don't have the permission to get help, what happens is they just begin to get in a sinkhole around not only their body image issues, they go crazy with things like, you know, spending $200 on a cream they see on an ad, remove your wrinkles in 17 seconds.
Right.
Or they spend $20,000 flying to a foreign country to have someone take a scalpel to your face. Mm-hmm. So whatever it is, they need to understand what's natural and normal as we age, but also things don't work as well. And I think that that's really the challenge for many older couples is penises don't become erect as quickly, and they don't get as hard, and they don't last as long, those erections. And women dry out, and if they're not trained or taught properly, that as our estrogen levels decline, what's going to happen is we're going to have pain inside our vagina. We're going to have atrophy of our vulva, of our clitoris. We're going to have issues down there below the belt that are real and that have treatment options, but we're also going to find that we have to become our own advocate in terms of medical care. And that's
absolutely
one of the problems. Physicians are not trained in sexuality. They're really, and I love that we have great physicians in our mix, but they're really body mechanics.
Exactly.
They know how to talk about sex. They never take a sex history. Maybe in passing,
they had 10 hours of anatomy, maybe. Almost.
Maybe, and it was, you know, looking at a cadaver and finding that fallopian tube as the ovary curls underneath it. Not a human being. And never do they ask about pleasure. Never do they ask about how is sex working for you? Are you and your husband or your girlfriend or your whatever still being sexual? And there are supplements, HRT, hormone replacement therapies, that are bioidentical if a physician will prescribe them, because there also is conflicting data in medical protocol against what we as sexologists advocate. So there's this horrible, again, an undertow that takes women in particular out, and men too, out of the mix of being able to get that supplementation so sex and lubrication is working again. All of this is part of this matrix of what we all face.
And as you both have said, You have to give yourself permission.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? To recognize that these issues are real and that you have the right to go do something about them.
Yes.
Precisely.
Yes. Yeah. But do it with somebody who is competent and trained. There are a lot of people who hang shingles out, and we are a very vulnerable population, wouldn't you say, as the boomer generation?
Yes.
Because we have means and resources.
And we're looking for miracles.
You're right. We're always, magic bullets. Right, the magic pill.
Magic bullets.
Yes.
Yeah, and we want to live forever. We kick and scream against age and dying.
And it isn't always a pill. Okay,
right.
The pharma industry, aren't you amazed at how many disclaimers there are for some of these medications?
I don't even understand.
Yeah,
I don't even understand why a lot of those commercials are on TV, because I'm not a physician, so I don't necessarily know what they're for. So why are they advertising to me? You know, I leave that up to my doctor. I don't understand. I mean, are there people actually that watch these commercials and then go to their doctor and say, I want that purple pill, or I want that blue pill, or,
all the time.
All the time.
See, I'm naive, I guess. I wait for the doctor to tell me what I need.
To know, and you have to ask your doctor, do I need so-and-so?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. So let me ask you.
There is a pushback in that as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So if there's a boomer out there right now listening to this conversation between us, what would you tell them to get up off their chair, walk away from the computer, or get out of the car, right, after they're done listening? Only after you're done listening, Mr. and Ms. Boomer. What would you tell them to do right now to start making changes in their life?
Find a mission. Find something that you're passionate about. Find something that it's going to have you, I can't wait to get up today. I have something like this morning. We're going, if we could only sleep another hour. No, we knew we were going to do a show. We have all of these other things that we get up every morning fired up, because we're training people around the world with something that we love, we're so passionate about.
Yeah, find your passion.
Exactly.
I agree. And find your compassion.
Yes.
Be nice to yourself. I think that, you know, people are so cruel to themselves. What we tell ourselves becomes our destiny. And so be careful what you tell yourself, how you talk to yourself, how you treat yourself. It all begins with self-care and self-regard and self-respect and self-love. I also think go for pleasure, not at the expense of anyone else, but go for pleasure and be well and be fit. I think that's very, very important. Robert said it. We've come to believe, and it is a belief system, that nutrition is as important as other aspects of our wellness, but we think and feel that movement is even more important, that keeping those joints moving, even doing a workout can boost a little bit of your testosterone, for example.
In women as well.
In women and men.
Right, yeah, I know. I always feel better. Right, I always feel better after I exercise, even though I might moan and groan about getting there. Once I've done it and I'm done, you know, you have this little high afterwards that
Absolutely.
Always feels so good.
At least endorphins. I mean,
yes.
I think we all kind of kick and scream getting to the workout or to getting our bicycle out and taking the ride. But when we're in the experience, go for pleasure. Think about it in that way. And I always look at it as a boost of self-esteem. I say to myself every day when I get out of that class at the gym, I'm an AquaFit freak, so I'm one of the youngest women in my pool. Because the average age is 87, but I work out like a fiend. I'm in that water, you know, and that's why I didn't sleep well last night, because I was sore from a new teacher who really put us to the grindstone.
And what a great reason, right?
What a great feeling to be sore because you exerted your body. Mm-hmm. And what happens is it also, like Robert said, puts you in touch with your body.
Absolutely.
That's one of the reasons sex falls off the radar, is that we become a kind of a head on a stick, especially if we're at the computer or doing this on a smartphone or our mini iPads or whatever, and we're not connecting. Even if we're single, we need to be embodied and we need to be connected to other people.
I love it. I could talk to you guys all day.
Well, we're here.
We're up.
So tell me, how would you like listeners of the program to get in touch with you?
Well, they can go directly to www.sexcoachu.com.
Okay.
Check us out there. We're looking at a whole renaissance of sexuality now. We're just at the very beginning stages again of another big revolution. In fact, there's a whole book about us where we were creating an evolution of sexuality in China. It's called Yin Yang. Yes. And it's a whole story about us going over and empowering women's sexuality.
Through sex coaching, which
through
is
sex
our
coaching. Right. So we've done it now all over the world. We have trainings in Berlin, Amsterdam, in Warsaw, Poland, Vancouver, Canada. I did a big training thing even in Brazil, in Puerto Alegre,
yeah,
at the World Association of Sexology, speaking about sex coaching.
How fun to travel the world and talk about sex.
Travel the world and talk about.
Who's got it better than you guys?
And
nobody.
We encourage our viewers and our listeners today to check out the episodes at theboomdoctors.com because they're really fun. And we've done about 40-something shows so far. They're pre-recorded, taped, and archived at theboomdoctors.com under the episodes. And you'll learn a lot by going there. We've had anti-aging specialists. We've had people talking about personality typing.
Zapping.
electrolysis. Nutrition, movement, spirituality, sensuality, all kinds of fun stuff.
Terrific.
Entertainment.
I will make sure that I post both websites in the show notes so that people can find them easy. SexCoachU.com,
yes,
and the Boom Doctors, spelled out, D-O-C-T-O-R-S, the BoomDoctors.com, both great places. We will post both those links on the show notes. And as you leave us today, would you like to share an inspirational quote or a story, something to leave us with?
Yeah, there's actually something about erotic art. There's something that's very pleasurable about seeing the human form in all kinds of depictions. One of our last big conferences, actually four conferences, this year alone, was on erotic art from around the world.
Yeah.
Just go to a museum and look for it.
Yeah.
There's something inspiring about it because what it does is it gets you in touch with your imagination. It gets you in touch with fantasy. And you go,
now I remember those days.
Yeah.
And I would say be fully who you are as a sexual being. Get out of this rut that sex equals tab A in slot B and that you're going for the goalpost. Just enjoy the ride and be open and be willing to experiment and explore. Sex is much more than what occurs below the belt.
Yeah, it's
That's a great quote. Sex is much more than what occurs below the belt.
That's right.
That's a perfect ending right there. Dr. Patty Britton and Dr. Robert Dunlap, I really appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
We enjoyed it,
too. It was
really
fun. Thank you.
I appreciate it. And those of you out there, you have been listening to the Boomer's Ultimate Guide podcast. This is the place where boomers like me and like you can come together to meet wonderful guests like the Boom Doctors and to learn, share, and grow together thriving businesses and vibrant lives. And until next time, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Boom, baby. That's it for now. See you next time on Boomer's Ultimate Guide Podcast.